Natalia Samarangsinghe accepted the World Press Freedom Award on behalf of her uncle, Lasantha Wickramaratunga. The Sri Lankan journalist was an open critic of government military action. He was assassinated in January. He knew his work put him at risk and went so far as to write an editorial to be published if he was murdered. In it, he said it was his conscience that would not let him stop working. In accepting the award, his niece read a note from his widow, who was unable to attend.
By recognizing his life and his work, as you have done today, you send an important message to tyrants everywhere. The key to the messenger is not the solution. The human spirit cannot be subdued by violence, not even by murder. And so it is that even in death, the Santa's name draws more hits on Google than the Prime Minister.
Hajar Samouni is with the Doha Center for Media Freedom. She says she hopes the award will help improve reporting in Sri Lanka.
It's important to recognize these local heroes because he was a hero in his own manner. I think it's important for his family, it's important for his colleagues, but it's important also for freedom of the press in Sri Lanka.
The UNESCO World Press Freedom Conference was held in Qatar, the first time in the Arab country. The event discussed the dangers journalists faced in their field. According to UNESCO, more than 1,000 journalists were killed in the line of duty in the past decade, and 95% of the crimes against journalists are not resolved. Tunisian journalist Siham Benzedrin says she has been beaten, tortured, and imprisoned, but she says violence is not the greatest threat to reporters.
Écoutez, le danger le plus important, c'est de pas pouvoir faire son travail.
She says the greatest danger for journalists is not being able to work. She says to be informed is as important as eating. A fundamental right she says she will defend with her life. She says killing journalists is the worst form of censorship, and she hopes the UNESCO Press Freedom Prize will not only highlight the murder of Wickramaratunga, but also promote a culture of protection for the media. Mandy Clark, VOA News, Doha.